Ding los.
Yakel Moshe's called Asmina Yisrael. Vayomer Aleihem, Ela Hadvorim, Asher Tziva Hashem La'asei Seisum. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the congregation of Yisrael and he said to them, these are the things that Hashem commanded to do. We don't find anywhere in Chol HaTorah Kula that Moshe Rabbeinu should gather everyone before he tells them something. In Har Sinai, you find they were there, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Kish Echad, B'lei V'Echad. But you don't find anywhere else that Moshe Rabbeinu actively gathered them before he told them what he had to say. So there's a medrash about it over here. The medrash says, "V'yachol Moshe." The Yalkut brings down Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Asei lecha kihilos gedolos, make for yourself great gatherings. V'drosh lefneim barabim hilchos Shabbos." So that the future generations will learn from you, and they will gather kihilos and learn Hilchos Shabbos every single week, and to go to the Batei Medrash, and to learn Bechabura, Devrei Torah, Yisr Veheter, that my name, my great name, should be praised amongst them. Mikan Amru, Moshe Tikin Lohem LiYisrael, Shiyudarshim, Binyonim Shalyoim, etc., etc., etc. So this is the mocker of gathering together the Kihilu Fidarshining Barabim. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, he says, more Biderech HaPshat, he says the following. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to gather them over here? By Maimon Har Sinai, it says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor Ki Ish Echod B'lei Bechod. They were all Ba'achdus, they were all Mekabel the Torah, like one. When they did that, when they were over on the Cheta Egel, their achdus got broken. They were mechulik, they were arguing. The Yerushalmi Masechta Sanhedrin brings down that every single Shevet had its own ego. It's not like everybody served one ego. Every single Shevet had its own ego. So the Pshat is they were arguing. They didn't come in to ask them exactly what they wanted to serve. And it's mashmal like that from the Bavli also. The Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amud Beis says, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, She'ivu Leluhus Harbe. They wanted many gods. Now, what's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. When Klal Yisrael follows one Rabbeinu Shalaylam, even though there's different koiches and different deyas, but they're all ma'achad themselves under one banner, under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the minute you deviate from the Rotzon Hashem, so everybody goes in his own direction. And if he's not machniyeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they can go in who knows how many directions. So Mimele B'Shas L'Cheita Egel, they were all spread out into different directions. Each one wanted his Egen Avay Dezara. So now that it came to Kapor for the Cheta Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu had to bring them back in line. Shed Vayakal Moshe's Koladas B'nai Yisrael. He had to gather them all together in order to bring them back to the matzah that they were before. The first thing he told them was Sheshes Yomim Teyosim B'loche Uvayim HaShviyi Lachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos L'Hashem. 6 days work shall be done. On the seventh day will be Kaidir Shabbos Shabbos L'Hashem. Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, the Ketzadik Levrach, has a brilliant piece. Actually, it's more in Parshas B'Shalach, but he says it makes a number of Ha'aris. I'm only going to mention a couple of them. First of all, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos learns from over here that the Malachas of Shabbos are defined by what was done in the Mishkan. The Lamites Malachas, whatever was considered a Chashav and Malach in the Mishkan, that's what the Lamites Melechas are. And it learns it out from over here because Shabbos is samuch to the Melechas HaMishkan. What constitutes a Melechas Shabbos? Whatever was in the Mishkan. So you have to understand what's the kesher between the Melechas HaMishkan and Melechas Shabbos. Like, why should there be a connection between the two? Another thing we have to understand, what is the reason that we keep Shabbos? From Psukim Mitzmashma, that we do it to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Etc. So, Mitzmashma, that it's a zecher for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. But in Parshas V'Eschanan, by the Luch HaShniyas, it says something else. V'zochar to kievet ho yisaber es Mitzrayim, v'yotziyech Hashem Yisham, By keeping Shabbos, we remember we were Avodim in Mitzrayim and Hashem took us out. In Kiddush, we say both. Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we also say Zecher L'Maisei Bereishis. So which one is it? And if it's both reasons, how do the two go hand in hand, and how do we remember that with keeping Shabbos? The Chlal, you also have to understand, why did Hashem rest from his Malacha? He was worn out, it was hard, everything was a Dibur. Why all of a sudden did he stop? For what reason? And that we stop, what does that do? So first, Rav Sham Shmuel Fol Hirsch, Shtel Zavek, he said, a Malacha on Shabbos is not resting from overburdening ourselves or resting from Yigiyah and being tired. That's not what a Malacha Shabbos is. Most of the Malacha Shabbos don't take that much koyach, sewing and ripping something or writing two letters or moichek, makke bepatish. These are not hard malachas. It's not something that's over-stressing on a person. And b'chlau, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem rested, so we rest. If the Indian is resting from Yigiyah, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a thing does not happen. It's not Negeya. So he says, Yisoid, what is a malacha? And really, in the Gemara, you find this Yisoid, Meleches Machsheves Osra Taira, Bir Hadvarim. A malacha is something where I had Machsheva to do something, and I had a plan on how to do it, and I carried out that plan, and I made a Gemar Malacha, which has an impact on the Bria. Has an impact on my life, and has an impact on the Bria. That's the uptight of Malacha. It comes from the word, he says, it comes from the word Malach. A Malach is a Shliach, right? I send a Shliach, that's called sending a Malach. Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, the simple shot is they were Shluchim, right? My Malacha is a Shliach. I put Machshava into it, I carry it out, and now it's my Shliach to serve me. So the word Malacha comes from the word Malach. What's the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested when it came Shabbos? He rested because he fulfilled his Machshava totally. The Machshava of the world, the Malachas Machshavas of the world, came to his total completion. He created a perfect world. For man, the purpose was for man to serve Hashem. And then it says, etc., etc. When he saw that the Malach is perfect, the world is perfect, this was the Gemara Malach, so he finished. There was no need to go on because the world was perfect. So when we rest on Shabbos, we are acknowledging that the Borei Olam created the world, and he created the world for the purpose of serving him. So this is Pshat in the Pasuk. The purpose of your work is to serve Hashem. How do we touch up whether you serve Hashem or not? If on the seventh day you're mevatel your ritzinus completely, you're mevatel your malacha completely, that shows you're subjugating yourself to Hashem because you're makir that He is the Borei Olam and everything comes from Him. So then you're showing that your malacha during the 6 days is also the Shem Hashem. Some way, maybe sometimes not directly, but inevitably it leads to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Main Kemach, Ein Torah, you need Parnasa to be able to serve Hashem, etc. But if a fellow continues working and he ignores Bechlau, the fact that Hashem rested on Shabbos, that means he's ignoring the fact that Hashem created the world. He's ignoring the fact that I'm supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're working for your own purposes. This is why Shabbos is such a yesoid in the entire outlook of Klal Yisrael. It's an ikr. An ikr should be ikrim, because without we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He made a perfect world for us to be able to serve Him. So that really answers, first of all, what the Indian is of resting. It doesn't come because of Yigiyah. So why is it connected to the Mishkan? Because the malachas that made the biggest impact on the world were the 39 malachas. That is the ultimate in malachas machsheves. So that is the defining factor in what's considered a malacha or not. And that is resting to remember Hashem created the world. Where does Yetzias Mitzrayim fit in? There's one malacha that wasn't really involved in the, you know, it was in the Mishkan, but it's a totally different kind of a malacha. That's Haitzah Mirushus L'Rushus. Being Moitzi Mirushus HaYachid L'Rushus HaRabim, Rushus HaRabim, Rushus HaYachid. What does that represent? That represents man's impact on others. When I take something out of my house and give it to the Ani outside, I'm impacting others. When others bring to me in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they're impacting me. On Shabbos, we rest from that. We're mevatel our relationships with the world as a part of the society for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the biggest impact on mankind was when he took us out of Mitzrayim, he showed that the bad guys lose, the good guys win. It helped to be mekabel the Torah, Shomalam Vayir Gozun, Chilach Haz Yoshvei Peloshes. The whole world was sitomot because of this. So this is the ultimate in the impact on mankind. That's the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how everything fits in and answers up all of his Aharis. And a Maridik, Yisayt. Another pshat in, we just mentioned the question, why does it say, Sheshes Yomim Teyosim Alochu Vayayim Hashvi, Shabbos Hashem Alekecha? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell us to work during the 6 days? So, Shulei Diskin asks a different question. Why does it say Sheshes Yomim Teosem Melacha? Melacha shall be done. Should have said Sheshes Yomim Tasem Melacha. Similarly, it says someplace else Sheshes Yomim Tavay. Why does it say Sheshes Yomim Teosem Mashma Aide other people? What's the pshat? So Rashi mentions over here that this is Azhara. The reason why the Torah said Melacha Shabbos before the Melacha Mishkan is I would have thought that the Mishkan is Deicha Shabbos. Kamash Malon, that Binyan HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. So Dr. Yishua Leib, so you do a Chazal say that when they did a Malach in the Mishkan, they made the Haskola and the Malach finished off the whole thing. As I state in Medrash. So Iva Zoi, there would have been a Habamina to say that, hey, Yois, I'm not doing the whole Malacha myself. I'm starting it. And the Malach is finishing it. That Shnaim Shosu Malacha and Mimela, I'm Potter. Kamash Malon, that's Sheshes Yomim Tei Osem Melacha. During 6 days for the Beis HaMikdash, the Melacha will be done on its own. You're just making the Haskalah. Afal Pikein, Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. If Hashem rests, the Melacha will also rest. So it's going to come out that you're doing the Melacha all by yourself, and the male of the fellow will be Chayav Nisa. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Nediv Lev Heviu Choch Vanezem V'Tabaz V'Chumos Kol Klei Zohav. Every Nediv Lev, everyone that was, he had a tremendous rotzen to give, they brought different kinds of takshitim, nose rings, regular rings, and all kinds of takshitim made out of gold. V'Chol Ish Asher Heiniv T'nufa Zohav L'Hashem. And every man that lifted up a tznufa of gold to Hashem. So Chassam Sofer wants to know, why are the ones that gave this jewelry, they gave these takshitim, why are they called Nediv Lev? And the people that gave gold, they're called Isha Shehenev tznufa Zov L'Hashem. Chassam Sofer says, a gevaldige pshat. Chassam Sofer says, there were two different kinds of nedavos over here. There were those that gave takshitim, and those that gave straight blocks of gold or coins. There's a big difference lahalacha between the two. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that a keli that was nishtamish lahedyit, you're not allowed to use it for a tashmish el kedusha. Let's say you had wood that was already used as a keli for furniture, you're not allowed to make an aron out of it, right? Mashen ken gold or coins that were not used for a keli, they don't have a shame keli. Right? So that you're allowed to use, you're allowed to make a Tashmish Shel Kedusha out of. The other Kalim you're allowed to use for a Tashmish, the Tashmish Shel Kedusha, but for an Etzim Dover Shebekdusha, you're not allowed to use it. So he says, every Gabbai knows that when people donate money for a Beis Medrash or for a Yeshiva, they want their money to go for the highest Madregesha. I want my money to go for the Aron Kodesh. I want my money to go for, you know, the Hechstazak. And the myriad of people that aren't like that, they're really shown that giving it more l'shem shemayim, favos, because they're giving it for the tachlis of the tzibur. Let them do whatever they want with it. They don't make a big deal. I want my money to go to this. Those people that want their money to go for the most chashev ezach, there's a little bit of the ani involved over there. They're doing it a little bit for selfish purposes. And Eilu Zok Tachsam Seifer, those that gave the rings and the chumos, that could not be used for a Tashmish El Kedusha. That That was given totally l'shem shamayim. They didn't care that it was used for the hatzdazak. That's called the divlev. The ones that gave the gold, kolusha shehenif yodeh, he picked up his hand, let me give for this. I want my thing to go for the most chashev zak. That's a different sug of giving. That's why the Torah divides it up into two different madregas. Ela pikudeh ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus. The Medrash Rabbah says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shor sha'asisem es ha-egel, hich'astem oisi be'ela. When you made the egel, you got me angry with Ela Elohecha Yisrael. Now that you're making the mishkan with Ela pikudeh ha-mishkan, ani misratza lachem. Says Mashma, that the fact that the Mishkan was made with Eila, that's a tikkun for the Cheta Eila, that was Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Shelzo the Kasha, the Eila was a kinu kudin, the Eila, they made the Eila. But what does the Eila have to do with it? Because they said Eila Elohecha Yisrael. That's a Ikar Aveira over here, that you're being misakon with the Mishkan. I once heard a Gevaldige Pshat. We just mentioned before that each shevet made its own egel, wanted its own egel. They wanted diversity. They wanted not only there should be only one way, we want to do things in different ways. We want to be able to have originality. Abdullah of Abdullah, one of the heads of the Reform Movement, about 30 years ago, when he became the president of the Reform Movement, he said one of the greatest shtuyot in the history of mankind, that the saddest day in the history of Klal Yisrael, I could think of many. I could think of Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, World War II, Spanish Inquisition, how many pogroms. But what was his idea of the worst day in the history of Klal Yisrael? The day the Shulchan Aruch was published. Because now you could only do things one way. You know, we want originality. We want that, you know, we want to be able to have different ways of expressing ourselves, and the Shulchan Aruch limits Afro Lepumayu. I don't want to say it with my mouth. He never opened up a Shulchan Aruch. When he opened up a Shulchan Aruch, he'd see there's a Machaber, and there's a Ramah, and there's a Taz, and there's a Machin Avram, and there's a Reb Kiva Eger, and there's a Machzis HaShekel, and there's a Sma, and there's a Taz, and there's a Shach, and each one has his own way of interpreting. There's much originality and there's much diversion of opinion within the framework of Torah. But this Claude, you know, this was his worst day in the history of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael, they wanted diversity, right? I mean, they wanted to make different forms of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it came to the Mishkan, they saw that there's diversity in the Mishkan itself. They saw there's Kehanim do their Avodah, and Levim do their Avodah, in Yisrael, B'mamodam, and they're also able to donate, and there's different kinds of Avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash. They saw that there's an Eila in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa. So the Eila hechastam, I see, with Eila, you got me angry. The Eila, ani misratza lochem, I'm being merutza to you with Eila. Last psukim in Parshas Pekudei, ki onan Hashem al hamishkan yoim ve'esh tiyalayla boy la'enei kol beis Yisrael. The Ramban al HaTorah in the Hakdama to Shemois, he says that Sefer Shemois is the Sefer of Klal Yisrael going into Golus, is the Sefer HaGeula, is the Sefer that tells us how Klal Yisrael, they went through a tkufa of avdus, but that led them eventually to reach their goal. And what was their goal? That they reached the Maila of their fathers, reached the Maila of the Ovis HaKdoshim. And how did they know that? By the end of the Sefer, Ki Anan Hashem Al HaMishkan Yoyim Ve'eshti Alayla Boy, so the Shekhinah rested on the Oil Moed B'Soich Klal Yisrael. That was done to the Ovis, that the Anan rested on the tent of the Emois. And other Mepharshim are Moisif, that the Ner Maravi was never extinguished in the Beis HaMikdash. That was done to the Ner in the tent of the Emois. The Bracha Mitzuyu Be'isa that you found by the Emois, you also had by the Shulchan, the Lechem Aponim, it never got stale. So this is the ultimate, this is the apex of Sefer Shemois when they reached the Maila of the Abbas. The Vilna Gaon and the Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, he says a Moedik Yisayit over here. Teaches up exactly what happened. Ki onan Hashem al HaMishkan. He says that with the Bnei Yisrael and Anam Mitzrayim, Hashem brought them out. and he went with them, and the Anan was there. It says, Vashem hoylech lefneim yoimam ba'amun Anan l'anchoysem haderech. So the Amun Anan was there. He says, interestingly enough, he says, not everybody saw this Anan. The Yidden were not able to see the Anan. The Nevi'im amongst them were able to see the Anan. The regular people were not able to see it. So I was thinking maybe it could be Lefi that. That's why it says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eres Mitzrayim. If the Anani HaKavod were protecting them, why did they need, you know, weaponry? The Teretz is because a lot of them didn't see it. Most of the people didn't see it. Maybe that's a pshat. More than that, he says, this Anan only escorted them temporarily. It only went until Yamsuf, and after that, the Anan left them. It protected them from behind. V'zehu, afterwards it left. And that answers another question. Chofetz Chaim asks a question, because he said, what milchama? The Anani HaKavod were always there. The Teretz is, number one, they didn't see the Anani HaKavod, and number two, the Anani HaKavod left for a while. They weren't with them. Okay? After the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollow. Uvameh yivoda eifoy ki motzosi chen ba'inecha aniva amcha. How are you going to show us that we found chen yamachaparos? Haylo belechtecha imanu. It's only if you walk together with us. Hashem wanted to send a malach instead of himself. No, if you go, you'll show that you love us and we found favor. V'niflinu aniva amcha mikol am asher al pnei ha'adama. You should separate us. You should make us different than any other nation by walking with us. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted there should be a Pella where it's recognizable that we found favor in the eyes of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the plea of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hinei anoichi kairis bris. Neged kol amcha es en neflois. In front of everybody, I'll make neflois. Asher lo nivru b'chol ha'aretz. Ki noiru asher ani oisei imach. With these words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu that the Shekhinah is going to be with them and they're going to be able to see it. Not only that, but this is going to be even greater. It'll be Nigla to Chol Yisrael, and not only to all of Chol Yisrael, but all the nations of the world are going to see that the Shekhinah is walking with them. So they're all going to see it. And when the Mishkan was built, it was Mekuyim. In this pasuk over here, Ki onan Hashem ala Mishkan yoyim ve'eshti alayla boy, le'enei kol beis Yisrael. It was in front of the eyes of all of Beis Yisrael, they were able to see it. But not only were they able to see it, but there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Mizois Oilim in Midbar Kesimrois Oshan. The Umas Oilim, they say, what's going on over there? It's like you see a big pillar of smoke. What's going on? It's walking together with the nation. Not only was Klal Yisrael able to see it, but the rest of the world was able to see it also. And this says the Vilna Gaon is what we were mispalel for, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shu Hashem tziyon. That every single eye will see when Hashem comes back to tziyon. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, even though we're in Hester Panim right now. Matzav of Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us. There's no other way to describe our survival. I've mentioned this many times of Yaakov Emden. Says in the Hagdamah to his Siddur, if you want to see Nisim Daimut, you see his Mitzrayim, see how Klal Yisrael has survived throughout all these generations of hatred and trying to destroy us, and we've still survived. And not only have we survived, but our standard, Gashmiistic standard of living, our way of life is superior to all the Goyim. We're not able to see it. But we misfollow, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show us. Befeirush, we should see it, that the Shekhinah is with us. Be as God, Tzadik Mashiach, Sakeinu, Amen. Amen.